John Williamson, and I did say that we're going to maybe catch up with a lady who is from a little country town. And I guess this is, we're thinking about sport and how sometimes the feeling is that growing up in the country is a bit of a help when it comes to pursuing your sporting dreams, and because there are so many sports stars who've grown up and thrived in the country. And on Summer All Over, we're going to chat to some people from those country towns who have produced sporting champions and find out a little bit about the town itself. So we've just played John Williamson's song. Cricket's coming up later on the radio today, so what better opportunity to visit Bendemeer, New South Wales, whose folks are cheering on the success of local hero Josh Hazlewood. Alison Winston-Doak is from Bendemeer. She's his Josh Hazlewood's number one fan, and she's joining us now. G'day, Alison.
Oh, it's Anne.
Oh, sorry, Anne. How are you?
You're all right.
My bad.
I'm well, thank you, Liz.
Now, you are Josh's number one fan.
Well, besides his family, I acclaim that that title, I think. I'm sure there's many more Bendemeer residents who are equally as proud of Josh as I am. Well, both my husband and I. And we've known Josh since a little baby, and we're very proud to call his family our friends. So when your producer rang and asked me about talking about Bendemeer and Josh, look, I'm more than proud to speak about this young man.
Well, let's talk about Josh first, and I want to find out a little bit more about Bendemeer. What was he like as a kid?
Well, as a child, he was very focused on his sport. From an early age, he and his brother Aaron were always out in the yard throwing the ball to each other. And I only lived down the road with my family, and I know that they used to go down to the local football field and practice and, bowl the ball to each other. I think many windows were broken in the backyard over the years. And, mum and dad, Anne and Trevor, great, wonderful people and friends of ours, and they have just supported him so much. You know, over the years, they have driven him, taken him all over the countryside, and his brother and sister for their various sporting prowesses. So they're all very gifted as far as sport is concerned. And their dad, Trevor, actually, if he had been given the opportunity, he's an all-rounder. Every sport he puts his hand to, he exceeds at. But if he had the opportunity when he was younger, I'm sure he would have got to an elite level like Josh has.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that you talk about opportunity because there is that age-old debate about whether you're better off to grow up in the country or in the city. And city kids, in terms of sport, have probably more access to facilities and maybe opportunities. But really, do you feel like with Josh that he had really the whole town behind him? It's almost been a big team effort.
Yeah, I do. For instance, the Bendemeer Hotel, which is one of our major employers in the town, because we're only a very small town, they have got up all of these certificates and photo frames with Josh's awards. You know, they've got a Hall of Fame sort of thing mm-hmm. happening in the hotel. So when strangers come to visit Bendemeer, of course, that's one of the first things they see when they go into the hotel. And we've got a little general store there, and Tiani, the owner of the general store, she puts up notices about Josh. I'm a bit over the top. I go on the internet and I copy and paste anything that's on the internet, and then I blow it up and she puts it on the window for me to display. So we all know what's going on for Josh.
Oh, absolutely. And he was a pretty prodigious kid, wasn't he? And I read a story that he used to scare other junior cricketers. They wouldn't come out to face him after a while.
I don't know about that. I could imagine, having seen him bowl occasionally, like I used to go in if I had the opportunity to watch him play first grade cricket in Tamworth. That's our major centre nearby. Mm-hmm. And he played representative cricket from a very young age. And if I was in town doing my shopping or whatever, I'd go in and sit and watch him. And I remember the first time I saw him bowl, and I was just sitting there, you know, I thought it was unbelievable, the pace that he bowled for a young fellow. And, I've been a cricket follower for a long time.
Has Tamworth produced a test cricketer?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, okay. So you don't get to rub their nose in it.
Can I just correct you there, Bendemeer? Do you mean in the past?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you guys now, as like the little country town just outside of Tamworth, if you get to boast to people from Tamworth, hey, we've produced a Test cricketer and you haven't.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I don't know whether you're aware of it, but look, I'm as I said, I'm a bit over the top with all of this. And I actually painted a sign and put it up at our entrance to Bendemeer on the New England Highway, mm-hmm. so that anyone travelling past, particularly in the Christmas period, would see that this was the town that Josh Hazlewood came from. So it said, Josh Hazlewood gets his baggy green. Bendemeer is Josh Hazlewood gets his baggy green. That was the day before he got it. I had inside knowledge.
Ah.
Because his brother and his partner live next door to us.
Yes.
So they let me know that it was going to happen. So I said to my husband, quick, go and get me a piece of vinyl. So here I was out on the back veranda at 9 o'clock at night painting this sign to go up on the highway.
Oh, fabulous. Now, yeah. Tell us a little bit about Bendemeer. How many people live there?
Approximately 250 in Bendemeer and surround. Mm-hmm. So it's surrounded by a lot of farming community, and it's nestled in the hills in the New England Ranges and at the top of the Moonbi Range, actually. And it's got the beautiful McDonald River flowing through it, and it's a great stopover point for travellers who are going north or south along the New England. We have a lot of people stop in and have picnics along the river. We've got, as I said before, we've got the Bendemeer Hotel, which is the major employer in our town, plus we have a sawmill. The highway used to go through the town until about 1985, I think. And then the town was bypassed. We had, a big service station where trucks, so it was a 24-hour stopover. Once the highway bypassed Bendemeer, the town sort of died a little bit, but it's come back to life. And, we love living there. It's a fabulous place to live. I feel like a quiet country lifestyle.
And you've got the Tractor Muster. Tell us about that. Is it every 3 years?
Yes, every 3 years we have the Grey Sergey Tractor Muster in Bendemeer.
Mm-hmm.
People come from far and wide for that, and I'd like to say that I think we've put Bendemeer on the map with that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only, prior to Josh coming, putting us on the map, people would say, oh, where's Bendemeer? And now people know, a lot of people know where Bendemeer is because of the Grey Sergey Tractor Muster. That all started in 2003 when my husband's grey Fergie that he inherited from his father, which he got post-World War II, his Fergie turned 50.
Ah.
He said to me, I think we should have a birthday party for Fergie. And I just sort of laughed at him and I said, oh, really? and he said, yeah, we'll invite a few Fergies from around the town, because there's a few people in town who've got a Fergie. And I said, oh, okay then. And then he went and had a yarn to one of our friends who has way out there thinking, and Lee Martin is his name, and I hope he's listening today. And Lee said to Winston, well, why should we limit it to Bendemeer? Why don't we invite them from all over Australia? And he came home and told me, Winston came home and told me, and I just went, you're kidding.
What have you done?
And it grew from there. And look, no joke, we had, the first year we had 155 Grey Fergies. And every 3 years since then we've had around that number.
And it's only March next year, is that right?
March, yeah.
Yep. Beautiful.
21st and 22nd of March. And look, we only have it every 3 years, as you said, but when I've been calling people to let them know it's happening again and we've been sending out registration forms, etc., and people have been so excited. They go, oh, it's on again. Great.
Oh, wow. Well, and you've put Bendemeer on the map today as well. So I think they've got, the Grey Fergie Muster, Josh Hazlewood and Anne Winston-Doak.
Thanks, Liz.
You're very welcome. And look, really enjoy watching Josh today. I'm sure he'll get a bit of a run today with the Indians batting.
I hope so, yes. We're just so proud of him at home. So, everyone's behind him and, we're there to support him. So we're very proud.
Good on you. That's Anne Winston-Doak. Thanks, Anne. Anne Winston-Doak there from Bendemeer, putting her little country town on the map just like Josh Hazlewood has.